Gets on for his hat-trick, Armand, yeah! He'll keep the match ball tonight. Waterford 4, Sligo Rovers 0.
3 for Armand and 4 for Waterford as the Blues produced a statement performance in their fight for survival in the Men's Premier Division last night. A bad first half for the visitors, Sligo Rovers turned into an absolute nightmare for the Western outfit come full time, as a hat-trick from Waterford skipper Pádraig Amond and a goal from super sub Jorgan Voilas just 36 seconds after coming on breathed new life into both Waterford players on the pitch and fans in the stands. I got up with Blues manager Graham Coughlan following the result.
Graham Coughlan, an absolutely brilliant result tonight for yourselves. You must be delighted, I suppose, after that week break to kind of get back to a winning ways.
Yeah, look, it was a big result for us. It was a big performance, clean sheet and a win, 3 points. So let's be honest, we've chucked points away over the last couple of weeks. So we needed to win tonight, and the lads certainly responded. Played the game to the letter of the law, and the blueprint we gave them, they stuck to it. And I thought they were impressive. First half, we were a little bit sloppy. We were a little bit nervy, I think. We'll have to look back. But I just felt there was times to make passes. There was times in the first half to put our foot on the ball and just bring a bit of calmness, a bit of cool, calm collectedness to our play. And we didn't. We looked a little bit nervy. So we should have really been two up as well through the header off the corner. Was it Canny? And those little moments, I just felt, oh, here we go again. Second half, we've come out of the blocks really, really fast again. We'd one or two chances, but then we lost our way. We stopped doing what we were good at, and we ran out of legs, and we had to make some changes. And I thought the subs had a huge impact coming off the bench, and that's all we ask of them: have that impact, go out and help the team. And they helped us tonight. They got us over the line.
It's one of those. I know you mentioned kind of when Hayden Cahan misses that header in the first half, you're kind of thinking, here we go again. But you know, equally, there's a point in the second half where Alex Nolan gets down the right-hand side, plays a ball in, it hits off John, it hits off Stephen, somehow doesn't go into the back of the net. Like, it kind of felt like luck bounced your way a little bit tonight as well, didn't it?
You might say luck. I would say resilience. I'd say character. I'd say bodies on the line. I'd say dying for the cause. All of those things that we try and practice, we try and preach. These lads, if you look at them now, and if you look at them probably, I don't know, this is subjective, but if you look at them probably 6, 8 weeks, 10 weeks ago, they weren't doing that. So they are now. So the switch, whatever the switch is, they have now started to believe in themselves. They've now got a little bit of confidence. They are now putting the bodies on the line. Really pleasing. I thought John was outstanding tonight. His heroic defending. He's been brilliant since I've come through the door. Canny as well, and Longy to treat him. And they're getting annoyed. They're getting frustrated week in, week out because we're not keeping clean sheets. So hopefully they'll be pleased tonight. But like I said to the lads, and I'll say it again, one swallow doesn't make a summer. We've got a lot of work. We've got a long way to go. And we've got to build on what we've done tonight. We've set standards tonight. Now we can't come off it. If we come off it, There'll be issues with me. I'll have words with them if we come off it. So we need to stay on it, and we need to keep pushing and pushing. We need to be relentless in the pursuit of success.
How proud are you, I suppose, of that second goal in particular? It kind of reflects all the sort of instincts and sort of philosophy you've been trying to instill in these players, like that long ball into the box from Will, flicked on by John and then hit in by York, and only after 36 seconds after coming onto the pitch. Like, it is kind of what you've been aiming for, isn't it?
Well, look, there's a way of playing when you're in your bottom of the table, you're cut adrift 10-11 points, whatever the case was when we walked through the front door. So there's a way of playing. I wouldn't be able to ask these players to play the Real Madrid, the Man City, the Barcelona way. We just can't do that because the confidence, the self-belief is not there. These lads have gone through a dark patch, a dark period of probably 15, 16 games. We have to play fast, effective, high-pressing football. We have to get the ball in the box. We have to cause chaos in the opposition's box, keep the chaos away from our box. And that is just the way we have to do it, and that is just the way we have to play at this moment in time. Now, as I've said previously, if we can get good at that, we can get points on the board and we can climb this table, we might open up and we might then play a little bit more football on the back foot through midfield, into midfield, and then link the three units, the back, the middle and the top of the pitch. But at this moment in time, we have to play effective football. That's the best way, and probably the only way and the only chance we have of surviving.
I know there's going to be a lot of talk about Pádraig Amond's hat-trick tonight, but I think I particularly want to hone in on Conan Noonan for that second goal for Podge. Like, it takes a lot of, I suppose, experience at such a young age to be able to see, not to just shoot from that position he gets on with Sam Sargent, but to lay it off to Podge for that finisher.
Yeah, look, Conan is a bright kid. He understands the game. He's a really talented lad. He's a really talented kid. Conan is probably one player that he's probably suffered a little bit because of the way we have to play, the way we have attacked games, the way we've the way we operate, high pressing, getting after teams, set pieces, being a little bit more direct, getting the balls in the box. So Conan has probably suffered a little bit his game. But look, I had a great chat with Conan, and he's he obviously understands the situation. Given he's an intelligent kid, let's have it right. And he understands the situation. He was unlucky not to start tonight as well, to be honest. But I thought, again, similar to Jürgen, similar to Sam, similar to Kane, when the subs came off the bench tonight, and they had a real, real impact. So I hope I'm not missing anybody there. But yeah, that's Conan. Conan has that quality. He's annoyed in the change room, and I am. He felt, I don't know who it was with the ball, but he should have slipped him. And Conan was in on the goal. He was in one-on-one with the goalie, but we turned the pass down. And they're the moments that we need to improve on. The final third, the quality in the final third, we need to keep working at that. We need to be relentless if we're going to be successful.
I know it's kind of difficult to know how important these 3 points will be at this stage in the season, but you mentioned earlier in the week there was kind of a freshness amongst the squad after that break during the week. You know, how much does that confidence boost from tonight help them now going forward?
I didn't think there was a freshness in 55, 60 minutes. So I think that Sligo got into the game and I eating me words, actually. I remember saying, speaking to your Torsley, talking about the freshness. And I'm thinking, 55 minutes on the clock, we looked dead, we looked flat, we were getting overrun. So we had to make them changes, we had to make the subs. Yes, Dino and Luke, probably not 100% in themselves, a little bit of maybe illness and that. But again, they flogged themselves. And then it was time to take them off and freshen things up. But yeah, look, I didn't think we were massively fresh tonight, to be quite honest. It's something that I'll have to sit down with the S&C, the physios and the staff, and just maybe even the players, and just get their feedback. It's obviously been a tough evening because that's our first game in 2 weeks, and the lads have had a week off as well, so it was always going to be uphill, running in treacle, not sharp, not fresh. So yeah, we understand that. But yeah, there was a period in the second half. I thought I was going to, obviously speaking to you on Torsley, I thought I was having to eat my words, freshness, because we didn't look too fresh after 55, 60 minutes. But then again, the freshness come off the bench. So it was a team, a squad effort.
So, Graham Cochran, thank you so much and congratulations tonight.
Brilliant. Thank you.